From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reports out of Pakistan now say that at least 30 people were killed and more than 70 others wounded after a bomb blast near a crowded Sufi shrine in a remote region of Pakistan's southwest Balochistan province today. The death toll is expected to rise. Local reports say hundreds of people were present when that explosion occurred. A local official, Shah Nurani, said many of the wounded are in critical condition. No group has claimed responsibility for that attack. A man believed to be a member of the Taliban blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing at least four people and wounding at least 14 others. That attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the base. Protests against U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's victory continue throughout the United States, some of them violent. In Portland, Oregon, one person was shot in the leg early this morning, and police used tear gas and flashbang grenades on protesters who were said to be throwing burning projectiles at officers. In Miami, Florida, during one demonstration, a Trump supporter joined the demonstrators.
From my point of view, is this is America, and as a veteran, on Veterans Day, it would be inappropriate for someone who stood up for the country for the way it was built to not be here to show support for the country. And that's why I came out, even though I know I'd be outnumbered about 3,000 to 1.
And this woman is an anti-Trump demonstrator.
I'm opposing this man. This man is not going to be my president. He's not going to take away my rights. He's not going to take the rights away with the rights of my friends.
Spurred by fear and outrage, protesters around the country rallied and marched as they have done since Trump's victory. Demonstrations are also planned for today in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and other areas. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has put his vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence, in charge of his transition team. Advisors to Trump said he wanted to use Pence's Washington experience to aid a swift transition in January. In addition to Pence, Trump said that three of his five children, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, along with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, would help with the transition effort, serving on an executive committee. UN human rights monitors in Iraq continue uncovering evidence of growing atrocities against civilians by Islamic State militants as the battle for Mosul advances. The story from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says the UN has come across images of children being forced to carry out executions.
ISIL also posted a video on Wednesday showing four children, believed to be between 10 and 14 years old, shooting to death four people for spying for the ISF and the Peshmerga. The video shows the victims falling into a river nearby.
Shamdasani says there is evidence Islamic State is stockpiling large quantities of ammonia and sulfur in Mosul close to civilian areas. She says this is raising concern that IS intends to use chemical weapons against civilians as part of its strategy to hang on to Mosul. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Seoul, Korea staged a mass rally today, demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. A scandal over a multimillion-dollar influence peddling scheme allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend, Choi Soon-sil, has shattered Park's carefully crafted political image as an incorruptible leader and has left her increasingly isolated and powerless. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has visited Antarctica ahead of an international climate change conference in Morocco next week. Mr. Kerry's aides say the trip was an opportunity for him to learn about an Antarctic climate change. The secretary has made no public statements while there. Mr. Kerry returns to New Zealand to meet with the Prime Minister, John Key, and then from there, the secretary travels to the Middle East for talks and then where he'll be slated to deliver a major climate change speech. President Barack Obama's final scheduled foreign trip as president of the United States is likely to take on a more sober tone after the surprise election of Donald Trump, who had vowed to abandon some of Mr. Obama's priorities. President Obama first travels to Greece, where he will deliver a major speech in Athens on the challenges raised by globalization, and then he heads to Germany, where he'll hold a bilateral meeting with the chancellor. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.